open like this, man. My mom listens to the show.
Yeah, well, she's gonna be pissed this week.
What is this my son is listening to?
NWA, Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. I'm Jaren, by the way.
I'm Josh.
We are
The Audiophile.
The show. So we don't know what we're talking about. And this week, I can tell you, Josh really don't know what he's talking about.
Gonna have fun doing it. It's a real special episode. This is episode 20.
Yeah.
Episode, we've been doing it for 20 episodes. Truth be told, Jaren and I have been working on this show for a lot longer than.
Hey, man, we're
okay, well,
behind the scenes secrets. Come on.
Anyway, 20th on-air episode. That's, what, 10 hours of content?
Just about.
We've given you 10 hours of our lives talking at you. So thanks for tuning in for this long. Keep
for sure.
Tuning in the future.
And tell your friends.
Okay, so today for this, we wanted to do kind of something kind of special, something different. We wanted to like reintroduce ourselves a little bit as far as why we're passionate about music. And I just want to, we just want to clear the air on who has better music taste.
I mean, I'm pretty sure like just, you know, from listening this long, our listeners can make that decision. I'm pretty sure they already know.
I'm pretty sure you already know who has more informed music taste, but
oof.
For the time being,
damn.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna talk about how we got into music and how we learned and everything, and then, you know, I mean, let's just have it out, man.
Yeah,
see where it goes,
you know. So Mr. Jacobs,
hey,
how did you get into music?
Ah, geez, I'm already getting anxious. Okay, so I got into music when I was like, I don't know, elementary school, something like that. I mean, my dad always played folk songs around the house.
Mm.
But I was, I think it was in like fourth grade, and teacher was obsessed with Beatles and got me into Beatles.
Yeah.
And then I just started collecting the CDs, totally obsessed with it. The Beatles, man. The Beatles were all I listened to for like a couple of years of my life. Got knee deep in it. So I was just, and I just wanted to look at the liner notes and who wrote what song, who was responsible for what. What song is on what album, what's the track order, all, everything. That's how it started. I'm still in love with the Beatles now, obviously, as you know. But
yeah.
So.
We know.
I don't know. I could keep going, too. After that, I got into some of their contemporaries, like Pink Floyd was kind of the next one, started to open my mind and, you know, listen to other rock that was made in that era, like Beach Boys a little bit. And
all druggies. Pretty much.
Well, all, you know, the 60s prevalent.
Druggies.
Okay, Jaren. opened my mind. A big one for me was Jethro Tull. I got into Jethro Tull. That, like, totally expanded what my thought the potential of rock could be. Like, that Jethro Tull was mind-blowing for me as a little kid. Got way into them. Then I discovered heavy metal. Was a pretty strict metalhead for a while. And then I basically, I don't know, 15, 16, just a Cambrian explosion of just, oh, here's hip-hop, here's, like, Tyler, the Creator, here's Erica, here's Hiatus Coyote, the whole everything.
So
jazz.
Black shit.
Well, you know, everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so black
everything
shit.
Else except the Beatles. Yeah, just.
For just, sure. Just call is, it like it is, Josh.
Okay, this is jazz, this is pop, this is other stuff from other parts of Europe. And then more recently, this is what's coming out of Brazil. It was just all of a sudden, I just fell in love with all of it. This is electronic music.
Yeah.
It was a slow thing. Like, I'm obsessed with this genre. But, and I can go more, well, I probably will go more into detail.
We keep on going.
But, you know, as of the thing that I've talked about before is I'm also a creator and a producer. So the obsession with music has been maybe, I'll say 15% tops as a consumer, and well, probably 10% as a consumer, and 90% as like an avid, fascinated, obsessive, neurotic researcher. Just how do these chords go together? How does the snare sound compared to the snare, the snares that we're recording 10 years ago?
Mm.
How does like the stereo width contribute to the feeling of these vocals? How are they treating the vocals to make it sit in better with the rest of it? Just as a completely, I mean, I don't know. You start making music, you start doing it for yourself, and you see what goes into it. You see how things work, a lot of different collaborators. Just been an insane learning process. I've put my 10,000 hours in the learning about how music works on a technical level, on a songwriting level, on every level. You, and happy to be here talking about it.
Yeah, you said a lot. You good?
I'm great, man. I had a lot of fun doing. You know, I mean, I don't hide that I'm a total hyper nerd.
Definitely.
You know, I wear that on my sleeve, you know. Mm-hmm. And because I've worked hard for it. I've worked hard, a lot of training.
Yeah, show that nerd card. But
it's my nerd card, Darren.
So me getting into music is a little different.
Mr. Williams.
Me. Oh, okay. Well, you want to...
How did you get into music?
How did I get into music? Pretty much like you, you know, start picking up stuff around the house. What was around the house for me was a little different than what was around your house. Not much heavy metal going on at the Williams family household. A little more, you know, Mary J. Blige, some Prince, some Michael Jackson, you know, maybe some gospel music here and there. First artist I remember liking, like, probably Michael Jackson. Probably trying to dance in the mirror, trying to do all his moves and stuff like that. Then came the Prince, you know, and all the other R&B that followed that. And then, you know, when I really start kind of getting, like, out there on my own, listening, like, I had my own radio in my room, I start experimenting a little more with the dial, seeing what else was out there.
Mm.
Outside of, like, you know, the 106 KMEL that was always, you know,
mm-hmm.
on my playlist, you know, oh, what's this rock station? So, you know, at that time, I don't even remember rock artists that were pretty big, but, you know, probably, like, Creed or some crappy shit like that.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
radio.
So, you know, start exploring more, and here I am.
Here you are. Yeah. Didn't go too much into detail for that.
I mean, you went into enough detail for the both of us, you know?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So, listen, Jaren, I don't know. Should we just get right into it, man? Because...
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for, you know? Okay. Who cares about how I got into music? We want to know who has better music taste.
I'll admit to you, I think you started off on a better foot than I did, right? When I was a little kid, I was real closed-minded. Mm. I was like 60s only. I don't even want to consider things made in the 70s and 80s. That's obviously, it took some time to learn about how to listen to other types of music besides just the Beatles all the time. But Jaren, who do you know who knows more genres than me?
Me?
No.
All right, Josh. All right, when you say more genres, expound a little bit.
This is what I bring to the table.
Oh, shit. All right. We getting real big.
This is something I've worked on since I was a kid. I remember I was in middle school. I had this friend. We would trade CDs. We'd put each other on to all kinds of different types of music, mostly rock and metal, but different subgenres, post-rock, post-metal. Ambient stuff, shoegaze, all over the board.
Shoegaze.
Heavier, not so heavy. And since then, I've made it something of a life mission to be able to recommend anybody something. Recommend something for anybody. And that's why I ask everybody that I meet, like, what kind of music do you listen to? Mm-hmm. Because I know no matter what they say, I want to be able to tell them, oh, you listen to these people? You might be into this. You should check this out. If you gave me any three artists, I would be able to tell you, you should be able to check this out. It's about knowledge base for me, you know? Like, can I learn so much about such a big variety of genres to where nobody is going to pull something out on where it's like, oh, I've never heard of that. Like, what does that kind of thing sound like? Yeah. You know, who's the first person to listen to?
Hate to stop you there, and I hate to hit you where it hurts, but that might all be true. Like, yeah, you do know a lot of genres, you know, like, you could put people on, but... I feel like you know a lot of genres specifically for that effect. So I can say, oh, I know a lot of genres. Here, you want to listen to this? I got, you know, like.
Well, it's a matter of how do I give you something that I'm excited about,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's one of the reasons we do this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I enjoy, like, putting people on to stuff.
I hate to tell you, man, you my bro, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, sometimes your recommendations don't be hitting like that, bro.
Wow.
You told me to go listen to a record by the name of Blood on the Tracks, which I couldn't, like, my ears bled. Like,
you listened to that for the, okay. Well, you went ahead and pulled out the Bob Dylan. So, I told you to listen to that record with not saying you're going to enjoy this record.
So why would you tell me to listen to it?
Because it's education. You need to hear those lyrics.
Oh, no, Josh.
Come on, man. Everybody needs to listen to that record. It's unbelievably clever. It's unbelievably, it's undeniable. I'm not, okay, I know what kind of music you listen to. I know you're not going to be into a folk record made in 1975.
I like some folk, but I just, it's the thing. Like, if I don't really care about what the lyrical content has going on if I can't, if the music isn't good, if the voice isn't good. And he, like, neither of those things are hitting with a Bob Dylan record. Like, if we separate into three categories musically, lyrics, like, voice, and music, like, he's not checking none of those boxes for me. Maybe... Okay, lyrics, but I can't even really hear the lyrics. Listen,
what for you constitutes good music taste? Like, I put you onto that record not because again, not to cater to your music taste, but just to try to get you to understand something from where I'm coming from.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. So, what is that record supposed to get me to do? Like, what is that supposed to, you know, captivate me to do? Like, dance or sing or...
It's not all about participation, man. Just think. When you listen to the record, you listen to those songs, and you just kind of think, man. Those, and just understand. I don't know, man. Just think. You know, I mean, that's a lot of what it's about. It's thought provoking. That's a lot of what great poetry is about, right?
But I didn't hear his stuff and like, oh, this is crazy thought provoking. He was talking about what's going on in the world at the time, but. Not anything different than Marvin Gaye did, like, years later, or Stevie Wonder. Like, great artists do that. I don't think Bob Dylan was revolutionary in that way. And I'm I don't really know too many artists before him, but I'm pretty sure even artists before them had that kind of thing going on. Like, so I don't know. But
it's not necessarily social commentary only, but we don't have to live on Bob Dylan forever.
Hey, well, you know, that's your man, so, you know.
Listen, I hate to get derailed just because of, like, one artist that I'm into, man. It's an understanding of how underrated he is. And it's just the content of music that we listen to these days is different. People don't care about good songwriting and lyricism anymore. We just don't. Playlists. But again, that's another podcast. we're probably going to say this multiple times, but just to throw this in there now, like, we're going to be posting that Instagram poll. We need you to let us know who has better music taste.
Yeah, I really want to know. I can't wait to see these results, like. I'm pretty sure you know who's going to win, but all right, well.
I'm pretty sure both of us know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Well, I made my case, man. I got the breadth. I got the genre variety. Why don't you soapbox for a second, man?
Yeah. All right, so I'd say I have better music just because it's like, all right, even the way you went about just trying to say, this is why I put you on Bob Dylan doesn't do it for me, like. So you're putting me on Bob Dylan to try to expand my mind, but he's not saying anything mind expanding. Like, so if that's your case for this is why I have good music, then it's really not much of a case because you can't put somebody on an artist saying, okay, I want him to expand your mind when you don't really know what that person's mind already holds. You know what I mean? Like, I put people on music to, okay, this is going to make you dance or, you know, it's going to make you feel this kind of way. It's going to make you cry, you know? So just in that, the way we approach giving people new music, I think that pretty much sums it up. Like, why, you know, like, I have better music taste.
What was the last really good recommend? It might take you a second to think about it, but yeah. When was the last really great
recommendation? Well, I just gave you a great recommendation off Ayers, the Prince re-release. That is a A1.
The Prince re-release. Well, I've already heard 1999.
Nah, but you didn't hear the new stuff that's on there.
The new, and it's totally different. It's going to change my life.
Hey, it's going to change your life. It's funky, man. You know, you're going to dance.
Listen, Jaren, who else do you know that is into both, will listen to O3 Greedo and Alanis Morissette in the same span of 30 minutes?
Me. Literally.
Literally?
I mean, not O3 Greedo because he's not good, but I'm saying, okay, I can do that change up as well, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you don't have good music taste. You have great music taste, Josh. Like, we wouldn't have had a show if you didn't. Like, that's one of the things, like, we bonded over. But I got to defend me. Like, I know for a fact I got better music taste than you.
Okay, well, the audiophile listeners might have to be the judge, man.
For sure. Well, I mean, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back.
Accept this call. Say yes after the tone. The brother's got this complex occupation. You may not use two-way or three-way calling, or this call will be disconnected. You are connected.
This baby gonna be all night long. this smooth flow until my peg is on. I'm at the front door. I'm listening right.
You know, it's like how you always say, Jaren, we're going to offend some people. Fuck it.
I didn't say it like that, but.
Yeah, you said it sounded a little better when you said it.
A little bit.
Okay, so we're gonna more or less leave it up to the audiophiles listeners of who has the superior, Josh and Jaren, who has better music taste, right? Yeah. We want you to give us the answer. But to make it simple for you, Jaren, name top three artists.
Wait. I think you should go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, my top three personal artists, I'm going to say Beatles, Hiatus Coyote, and Frank Zappa, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, the top three personal. What about you?
I would have to go Prince, of course, Michael Jackson, Led Zeppelin.
I'm going to go ahead and swap that.
Oh, and the internet. So four.
I'm going to swap that Frank Zappa out with Antonio Carlos Jobim real quick. Just hey, as man. A
See, this is where
last minute swap.
Like, these are all great artists you just named, right?
Man, you can't boil it down to three. Like,
no, whose nobody
music
knows
taste,
who they are.
Whose music taste goes down to three people? Yeah, well, I'm narrowing deep, you know.
You said three. I said five, so, you know.
Whatever, man.
So, all right, Josh, let me ask you this then. What constitutes bad music or bad music taste?
So, okay, so this is going to sound real judgmental, right? But, you know, I know both of us do this, but I ask a lot of people when I meet new people, like, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Definitely.
That's kind of the question for me. That's the most important question. And I don't know if there's really bad music taste out there so much as just, like, uninformed, shallow music taste. Because so many people come back at that question with, like, you know, oh, everything. Yeah. Oh, I listen to everything.
And it's, like, all the same type of stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, I listen to everything, you know, anything from Drake to, like, you know, Big Sean or whatever. So you just listen to the surface level, easy to accessible stuff.
For sure.
You just listen to the faces on the Spotify playlists, right?
Yeah.
But not that I have any judgment for you, because not everyone's going to be a total music nerd like how we are, but it's not bad music taste. It's just like, all right, well, you know, you don't dig as deep as some people will just say, like, whatever's top 40.
Yeah.
Have you heard that answer?
Oh, of course. So at least you're letting me know that you're not saying everything, you know, masking.
It's a little,
like,
yeah, it's a little more honest, but it's like you're letting the zeitgeist decide your music taste for you. It's like, what are you into? Go digging deep inside your soul. What are you
expounding on that a little bit? I would say bad music taste is like if you don't listen to artists that have a different perspective on life than you, or, you know, like, look different than you. If you only listen to, like, I don't know, say if you're from, like, the hood or whatever, you only listen to, like, Juvenile and O3 Greedo and stuff like that, or if you, you know, like, a middle class, like, white girl, like, you don't listen to Alanis Morissette or shit like that, you know?
Way to throw both of those people back at me. That's great.
I'm just, because they're on the top of my head right now, so that's
sure.
That's the example. But like,
I see what you're saying. Like, if you're from a region and you just listen to straight-ahead country all the time.
If you're not open, expanding your mind, like, by the stuff you listen to, I would say that's pretty bad music taste.
Well, it's kind of hard.
Even if the music is good.
It's hard work to get outside of your box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard to have an open mind. And most people go for music just to experience, like, some rest from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know I do. I know I get caught in my ruts where I just want to listen to the same record every single day.
100%. But I would say, like, those same records you listen to probably all don't sound the same. They're not, you know, the same kind of artist.
Yeah, I'm way all over the map.
You know? Like, they might kind of come from, like, the same feeling necessary, like, in a way at that point. But they're probably totally different artistically.
What's, like, okay, Jaren, I'll put you in the situation. You're in a car. You get into the car with someone. You're about to take a 5-hour road trip. And you're asking them what kind of music. They're going to be playing the music the whole time.
Yeah.
They're Oxmaster. They're the DJ. What's the worst thing that they are going to tell you? What are we going to listen to for this whole 5-hour car ride? What's the worst music?
So I'm asking them that, and they're picking what we're going to listen to.
Yeah. What's the last person you want to be in the car with is what I'm asking. Yeah.
I mean, do I got to say this person's name?
No, just, you know, what kind of listener are they?
Like, if you only listen to, like, like turf shit all day. Like some of my good friends, like that I grew up with, like all they want to hear when we going out is like just hood ass, like shit, like you were just playing. Like that's cool, but I don't want to listen to that for 5 hours.
5 hours, yeah.
Or I don't want to hear top 40 for 5 hours because pretty much all gonna sound the same. Whatever top 40 is at that time, like.
Yeah, it's going to sound like that year, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to sound like 2019.
Yeah, at least top 40 nowadays has, like, some rap in there and some pop in there, yeah. Some soul, just a little bit.
But if it was 2011, I'd probably shoot myself in that car ride.
Like, yeah, it was 2008, yeah. Super bad
Lady
news.
Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
Yeah, everything's way going to sound. It's just certain types of music. It's like I couldn't listen to a whole electropop album, even if it was really, really well done.
Yeah.
It physically gives you a headache by the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's not really any bad music, right?
Nah, there's some bad music out there.
Well, man. It's like music is, you know, I'm not. It's hard for me to not sound like contradictory here because I strongly dislike about 90% of everything that I hear.
Yeah, we know.
But at the end of the day, even the stuff that I hate and more than anything else, I don't consider it to be bad music just because like somebody made it. You know, it was at least good to the artist at the time, or if it wasn't, it at least. It's like, all I got to do is not listen to it, right? It's not like it's being forced into my ears.
I mean, I feel you kind of trying to take the nice guy road here, but fuck that. You know when you hear some bad music.
Ah, man. I mean, it's at the same time, like again, 90% of what I hear, I just really don't like it. I mean, there's the thing is for me, I can think of worse words than bad, right?
Terrible.
Well, unoriginal. Unoriginal is a stab wound to the heart for an artist.
Mm.
Unoriginal is way worse than bad. Or poorly produced. Like, that's a real thing. I can prove something is poorly produced. And that should be a way worse insult than this is bad for a producer, right? It's like, dude, this is poorly produced.
I'm going to write a blog and I'm going to call somebody shit poorly produced and see what happens.
If it's a producer, then there you go.
Can you imagine if I said that to Pharrell?
Oh, my God. That's because you just say it's bad. It's like, whatever, this guy doesn't like.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't like this stuff. He's just speaking from his own opinion. Yeah. It's poorly produced. That's like a personal insult.
Yeah, that's fighting words right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, people listen to all kinds of different things, man. But some music is made not very well, right?
I'd agree.
Yeah. I don't know, throw out an overrated album. I mean, it's like, I'll give you an example of something that happens. This random story. Friend of mine got recommended a Lizzo record.
Oh, here we go again. Poor
yeah,
Lizzo.
I hate to go back to the Lizzo thing, but it's like, I hang out with musician friends that really dig to find like the stuff.
Huh?
And you should kind of, I don't know, like are you gonna recommend Lizzo to somebody off of the musical merit?
Not at all.
Nobody in the right mind should be recommending a completely hollow pop album.
If I'm gonna recommend Lizzo, I might as well recommend Schoolhouse Rock. You know what I mean? At least it's educational. At least
you're getting nursery rhymes. You're learning there, you know.
You know.
I'd far rather recommend Schoolhouse Rock than Lizzo personally.
Man. If it was Lizzo Schoolhouse Rock, I'm taking a Schoolhouse every time.
Is that gonna be your recommendation of the week?
Actually, it is. You made it for me. Schoolhouse Rock. We can all learn from that.
Man, this is kind of random, but do you remember those Now CDs?
Now, oh, man. I used to, for like a period of like 2004 to 5, my mom would give me all them records.
What period of Nows do you get? Do you have like Now 6 through 25?
I got like the Now. I think it's like 19 through like 23. Back when it was like My Humps by Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
Don't Shit by the Pussycat Dolls.
Wow, way to take us back.
Speed of Sound, Coldplay.
Incredible.
All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret.
We got to make our own Nows, man.
Yeah.
I feel like our Nows would be like a little bit better informed.
I feel like they'd be a lot better.
Yeah. Because it's not just about what people are listening to. It's about what people are listening to that's good and it's going to last a long time.
Like a lot of that shit has not aged well.
Oh, no.
I could pull out a Now 19 and be like, what? This was a hit at the time?
Dude. Yeah.
So that's bad music, a lot of that. Like, half those CDs, bad music.
Well, it's just off the merit that it doesn't age well, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it sounds the same. Like, there would be some of those Now CDs where I'd be like, is this, like, by the same artist?
Yeah.
Totally different. No.
But people just get into such ruts, you know?
Yeah, that top 40 shit, man.
I keep equating it to, like, the timelessness thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, one of the reasons that I will argue for my, like, 60s and 70s guys is because we still listen and cover those songs.
Yeah.
What was that song Ariana Grande did, Seven Rings?
You go again, man.
Yeah, it rips off a jazz song, but it's like, well, that's because it's a timeless melody.
Hey, you should just make, we should just make a whole episode about you ripping Ariana Grande for making that song.
I could, like, go on.
I feel like every time I see you now.
God. It's because it's the unoriginal. I think the worst insult you can give an artist is unoriginal.
Worse than poorly produced?
The worst art thing you can tell a producer is it's poorly produced. Or its production sounds like something that they don't like, yeah. Right?
I'd rather be told I'm like some I made is poorly produced and unoriginal.
I would way rather.
At least I had a new idea. I just didn't execute it well.
Exactly. You know what I mean? 100%, 100%.
But if I'm unoriginal, then I'm probably poorly produced too.
Most likely. But I would rather be told I'm ingenuine than unoriginal.
Yeah.
Because if it's original, then, you know, again, at least it's a new idea. I don't have to just go off of the merit of being genuine. Still, depending on the kind of music that you're making, I don't know.
So just off the top of your head, give me a poorly produced song.
A poorly produced song?
Mm-hmm. Or any, like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Whole album if you want to.
Wait a second. There was something that I was listening to a little bit ago that just sounded so, like, thin and nasty. I wish I could remember it. This is terrible, man. You put me on the spot again. But
I got one.
Okay, why don't
Nobody's
you
Nobody's going to agree with this, but what's that? That song, Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Like, it's like a assault on my ears when I hear it. And
it's
people
so,
love that song.
So mailed in.
Man, not even, it's just like the vibrations of the song, something isn't right. And it's like, and I hear it, and it's like, gives me a headache. That's poorly produced.
Man, well, I obviously wholeheartedly agree with you here, Jaren. Out of tune, bad drums. Poorly produced, unoriginal, and poorly produced, in my opinion. Yeah. Sorry, Mo Bamba. What am I talking about? I don't know what
you
I'm talking
know,
about.
You don't know, man. I can tell you don't know.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. I could think of a lot of things that aren't super well produced. I'm going to throw Alanis Morissette under the bus.
Damn, why you...
Yeah.
You just... Wow.
Just went back on it.
You know, white crime, huh?
You know that... She's Canadian. It's different. You know that record that she did, Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah.
That's thin, man. Her vocal sound thin.
That's probably one of the best, like, rock records by a woman, like, ever.
Rock records by a woman? Way better rock records by a woman out there.
Like,
Amy? Does Amy count? Is she soul?
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah, she's soul. What? That's yeah. not rock. Y'all she's cannot rock. Have her.
She's made rock songs.
She has, but that's not the point.
She's made rock.
She's not rock.
Linda Ronstadt?
No. Who?
Linda Ronstadt. You don't know Linda Ronstadt. Heart?
Okay. Barracuda.
Heart. Stevie Nicks.
What's her name? Joan Jett.
All of these people. All
I
of these
still
people.
Think Alanis made a better record. Maybe those people had better singles or better songs, but.
I like the one that came right after supposed former Infatuation Junkie. I like that record better.
After,
After Jagged Little Pill, yeah, that's
ones. Pretty. Yeah. It's a little more grungy, so.
Yeah, and it's better produced.
It's better I would agree. But we don't know what we're talking about.
I had a lot of fun doing it.
You got a recommendation for the week?
I'm going to recommend To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick.
Hmm.
That's my recommendation, just because, you know.
Because it's up on the screen right now.
Just because I'm a man of good taste, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We can go with that, too.
Do you have a recommendation?
Schoolhouse Rock, goddammit. I told you 20 minutes ago. You thought I was playing?
So it's just one album?
The whole shit. Just go look up Schoolhouse Rock and listen to it.
Go listen to the
We need to get back to the basics of learning. If we're going to be listening to Lizzo, why not just go all the way and listen to Nursery Rhymes?
Good call. Fix your grammar.
So
that's
at least they're teaching you.
That's incredible.
So
thanks for listening for 20 episodes. Listen for another 20 or 200 to 2,000. Why? Did that sound too corny, Jaren?
Hella corny, man.
I'm sorry.
You weren't supposed to catch me laughing on air, but
listen.
Let's just get out of here.
Thanks for listening to 20 episodes of the Audiophiles podcast. Hope to see you for another 20. We look forward to talking to you next time.
Peace.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth. I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then